This is a league of A's and BCs. It's green and red and gold and black and blue. This is a league with two official languages and many unofficial languages. It's East versus West, wheat versus iron, love versus hate. This is a league where superstars are extraordinary and ordinary at the same time. It's a league of ice, of fog, of mud, and wind. And for one Sunday in November, it's the nation's glue. This is a league as diverse as a country, a league of Jacksons and Kwongs, Johnsons, Moscas, O'Shea's, and Haji Razulis. This is his league, her league, and their league. It's my league, and it's your league. This is our league.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Bakes. We are going on to week 11 of the 2016 season. Tonight's co-hosts, Mr. Heavyset.
Yo.
And Mr. Old School.
Yo.
So I guess we'll just get straight off the bat how our teams did this week. Montreal lost to Winnipeg. Quite handedly did Winnipeg give us an ass whooping. I believe Carter threw four interceptions. Quarterback Kevin Glenn threw four interceptions. And in other Alouettes news, Carter's actually going to have to serve a suspension. The CFL announced Monday an independent arbitrator has ruled to uphold the one-game suspension imposed by CFL Commissioner Jeffrey L. O'Ridge on Montreal Alouettes' Daron Carter. The suspension is effective immediately, making Carter ineligible to play in Montreal's game on Thursday versus the Ottawa Redblacks. The Alouettes receiver was handed a one-game suspension on July 4th following a June 30th loss to the Ottawa Redblacks for an incident in the bench area following a touchdown. Basically, for those who don't know, Carter shoulder-checked the Redblacks coach, who shouldn't have been standing on the sideline anyways, and yet Carter is receiving the suspension, even though it was a helmet-to-helmet hit on Carter, and then just being cocky, and the Ottawa Redblacks were being dicks about it, so it happens. Are you guys in agreement with the suspension being upheld from what you saw?
No.
Well, obviously not you. Heavyset, did you hear or see what we spoke of?
No, I just keep catching a lot of NFL news right now.
Oh, all right. Well, so we'll say two no and one push, I guess, for this.
Yeah, literally.
And then no news coming out of Calgary. Win this week secures them first place in the East. TSN.
Isn't it like halfway through the season they're already in first?
Well, they're not guaranteed first, but they're pretty close to clinching it already. I mean, this week's power ranking still has Calgary in first place from TSN.ca. The record is 7-1-1. 11 weeks left. 9 weeks left. Probably one more bye week for the Stampeders. So in short of them completely blowing it, they're going to secure first place. Almost nobody can touch them in the West right now.
What's the explanation for such a huge difference in, say, them and like a Winnipeg or Saskatchewan?
I mean, their quarterback, Bo Levi Mitchell, he just big numbers each game. And he doesn't have like a big time wide receiver. He's throwing to almost everybody. He's almost always connecting. Against the Ticats, he had one guy for five catches, 108 yards, and a touchdown on the guy. The week after the guy's CFL debut, he has a record game. So it's just team chemistry is off the charts. In short of some major injuries or losing Bo Levi Mitchell, there's no way this team shouldn't be winning the Grey Cup this year.
Every time you say that name, all I think is Bo Leave I Mitchell.
It's Bo and then Levi and then Mitchell. And that's his actual
Bo Leave full name. I Mitchell.
So, Calgary's looking great. And now with the TSN power rankings, obviously they're still in first. Edmonton is ranked second in the power standings, followed by BC Lions. Then the highest Eastern team given is the Hamilton Tiger Cats with a losing record. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are fifth at the moment. The Ottawa Redblacks are sixth with what would be considered, technically a winning record because they have a tie and they're 500 with plus the tie before the tie. Then we have the Argonauts in seventh, Alouettes in eighth, and the really terrible Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who are the complete opposite of the Calgary Stampeders, and they're in ninth place. They only have one win so far this season.
How do you fix a Western-Eastern discrepancy like that? You just move a team over at one point?
For the playoffs, it's a crossover. Yeah. There will always, the first in the East will always secure, and the first in the West will always secure, and then everything below that are the best teams in the CFL.
No, but I find it like the divisions are not evenly split. Like one division is seriously overpowering the other one. Like,
yeah, especially this season is really bad. So I don't know what's going on this year. It's just complete domination by the West. Every single Eastern home team only has one home win so far this season. And that's, and we're 10 weeks in, starting week 11. So there's obviously no home field advantage in the East this year. It's not happening for the East this year so far. Still 9 weeks, 10 weeks of regular play left, and then we'll go from the playoffs from there.
But it's like, it's already over.
Well,
just call the season now and give it to the
Stampeders. Give it to the Stampeders. Don't even bother with the 103rd Grey Cup, huh?
What's that?
You said don't even bother with the Grey Cup in November?
Nah, just give it to them.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't work that way.
I mean, for the Owls, look, either Buddy throws 40 touchdowns or just gives 40 fumbles. He's either really good or really shit.
And it seems to be the way this year. I don't know what's going on with Kevin Glenn. They really got to look into seeing what maybe NFL rejects might be an option. Not Manziel, obviously, because within the first week of being Montreal, he'll probably die of a heroin hooker overdose.
They got a couple of young guys, though, still, no?
Yeah, there's
the quarterback, yeah.
I mean, we had Rakeem Cato, who was looking good at the end of last season, and then he's gone to the crapper for Montreal. I don't know who else we have in Montreal right now to even possibly step up.
Bring back Calvillo. You have no choice.
Calvillo's got some nagging. Like, he's hurt. You can see when he's standing on the sidelines, he doesn't move much. His body's taken way too much damage over 20 years. It's, you know what? Retirement's a good thing for him.
Yeah. How about Peyton? You think we can get Peyton Manning?
Yeah. He'll move all his Papa John's stores up here, and then we can get Papa John's pizzas in Montreal. Heavy? Any NFL rejects you think can come on up north?
How about the gay dude? Is he still good?
Sam Michael? He's long gone. Ah. He's not even involved.
Yeah, didn't he show up for like a week and left?
Yeah, and then they suspended him because of whatever, and then we got rid of him.
Heavy, can we trade like anybody for like even a Cleveland Brown? I know that like they're garbage, but like even one Cleveland Brown could probably like turn the season around for us.
Hit up the 49ers. See if you can get Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, you might actually stand for the Canadian national anthem.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take him.
Yeah, so our quarterbacks are Kevin Glenn, who's not playing that well, Rakeem Cato, who's shit the bed so far when he's played, and then some new guy named Vernon Adams Jr., who I've never heard of. I mean, the guy's 23, so he's our third string. He's, you know, dressed just in case. I don't know. Something drastic has to happen in the East at some point, so hopefully it's at this point. I can only hope for the Alouettes' sake, or else it'll be another year we won't be making the playoffs. All right, so to continue from there, CFL Easy Picks standings as of week 10, going into week 11. The Mayor still in first place with 23 points. Then we have a three-way tie for second with Heavyset, myself, and Mattson. Following that, we have a two-way tie for fifth, the Mop Jockey and Old School with 20 points. After that, we have a two-way tie for seventh, AA Andy Anderson and Coaches with 17. Ninth place, we have GM Bike with 16. Two-way tie for 10th place, Legend Killer 003 and Dark Spirit with 13. And in last place, as per usual, Kanye West with 10 points. Games this week. Due to Labor Day, we actually have 5 games on the bill this week. Starting Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, we have the 6-3 BC Lions visiting the 4-4 Toronto Argonauts. BC is favored by 2.5 points. Heavyset, who will you select?
What are the teams again?
the BC Lions versus the Toronto Argonauts.
Argos.
Mr. Old School.
BC.
I'm taking the Lions as well. Toronto is not doing it in their new fields this year, and they won't be appearing in a Grey Cup in their new field, that's for sure. Thursday night, we have the Ottawa Redblacks at 4-4-1 visiting the 3-6 Montreal Alouettes. The Ottawa Redblacks are only favored by 1.5 points. Mr. Old School.
Redblacks.
Heavy set.
Redblacks.
I'm taking Montreal. I don't know. I have a feeling this week. Sunday, 3 p.m., we have the AA Andy Anderson Winnipeg Blue Bombers at 5-4, visiting the 1-8 Saskatchewan Roughriders. Winnipeg is favored by 4.5 points. I will start with by taking the Blue Bombers. Mr. Heavyset.
Blue Bombers.
Mr. Old School.
Blue Bombers.
And finally, on Labor Day Monday, we have two games on the bill. Starting at 3 in the afternoon, we have the 5-4 Edmonton Eskimos visiting the 7-1-1 Calgary Stampeders.
Stampeders by.
The Stampeders are favored by 5. Mr. Old School selects the Stamps. Mr. Heavyset.
Tramp Stamps.
And finally, I will take the Stampeders as well. Now, the way it works in the CFL, Toronto's actually playing two games this week. They have the game Wednesday, and then they're playing Monday at 6:30. The 4-4 at this point, Toronto Argonauts.
The 4-5 Argonauts.
4-4 Toronto Argonauts.
Soon to be 4-5.
We'll be facing the 4-5 Hamilton Tiger Cats.
5-5.
Mr. Old School, I guess. Is going with the Tiger Cats?
No, Stampeders, nah. Toronto Argonauts for the upset.
Argos for the upset. Heavy set.
Argos again.
I'm taking the Tiger Cats. I think Toronto is going to be a big old loser this weekend, like they are in most other sports most of the time. And that's for me. So, Twitter. We have Andy Anderson's picks from last week. Then we have at CFL Easy Picks. If that stadium sounds like the World Cup in South Africa, you guys can go F yourself. And why was not the Moose Calls on the list? Is the Moose Calls something from the AWIR show that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, it's me doing a moose sound.
And then we have Mr. Old School tweeting at Winnipeg Watch. We need some good Blue Bomber trivia to ask at Heavyset this week. Can you help? They did not respond. However, I do have trivia handy, so we'll get to that shortly. No emails, so heavy set trivia time. Unfortunately, Heavy Set did not do so well last week, so he's currently at 9-14 as of week 10. This week's questions, like I said, involve the Winnipeg. It is a plague on society. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Question one. How many Grey Cups have the Blue Bombers won in the history of the team? 9, 10, or 11?
9.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
10. All right. Question two. What is the current name of the Blue Bombers Stadium? Is it Osborne Stadium, Canad Inn Stadium, or Investors Group Field?
A.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
That was the original name of the stadium from 35 to 52. Investors Group Field has been the current field since 2013. Question three, have you set?
I thought that name sounded way too American.
Question three. In Winnipeg's 1988 Grey Cup victory over the BC Lions, how many points did the Blue Bombers win by?
How the fuck is he going to know that?
Now, 1, 3, or 7?
3. 1.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
The final score was 22-21.
You got to give him something. Like, if
what
you
am I supposed to give him? Sit,
no, that's something a little more of a softball.
Like what? I've given like, him.
Well, how many times make up 9, 10, or 11? You're throwing. It's a crapshoot. It's a fucking crapshoot. For those questions, give him two choices. But the other ones make them a lot easier. For those bullshit ones where you got to pick 1, 2, or 3, you got to give him at least a 50-50 shot.
So,
because there's no way. How the fuck is he going to know that?
I thought A, B, or C was fair.
He's got a 1 in 3 shot. You know he doesn't know. Make something easier, dude.
All right.
Yeah, it's
so next week.
It's biased towards our American panelists.
But what am I going to do? He already knows the CFL rules. I can't quiz him on that.
You can figure some out, man. You got time.
All right, well.
You got free time?
I do have free time. So I'll attempt to make it as easy as possible for next week.
Make it easier.
Quick.
You don't have to belittle. You have to be a prick now.
Easier. All right.
Listen. Easier. Give him a shot.
All right. I've been trying. He was doing good.
No, you haven't.
He was on 2 weeks of bad.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Carp. How many yards did the Alouettes rush last year? 11,204, 11,205, 11,206.
I think.
Wrong.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
I was just going to get NFL Easy Picks trivia ready for next time. Carp comes
fucking
on the
blast
show.
Him with all this bullshit. And fucking call him a fucking jackass.
What's the name of the owner of the Bears?
Mark Trestman, right? You got to make.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
It's Jerry Jones. Doesn't he own the entire NFL?
Seems like it.
See, I got something right.
Is it Jimmy Haslam? Shit. Don't have all these written down. Is it Jimmy Haslam, George Halas, or Virginia McCaskey?
The second one.
Delete.
That would be wrong. George Halas was the original founder and the longtime owner of the Bears, but the current owner is his daughter, Virginia McCaskey.
Oh.
Delete!
I know the Maras are involved with the Giants, and I know the town owns the Packers. That's about it.
Actually, stockholders own it, because I'll be like, how many stockholders own the Green Bay Packers?
21,275.
I almost bought a share.
20,364.
When they were doing their expansion last time, I almost bought a single share in the Green Bay Packers. It was super tempting, but it doesn't get you anything, so...
It gets you stuff, but it doesn't get you anything that's like great. I think you get to listen to like investor meeting stuff and certain conference calls, but it's not like you get this seat, you get these kind of perks. It's like
you don't just, even just get shit. Seats from what I understand.
I know that's what I'm. So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't get that.
Yeah,
like it's just you get business perks, as in like listening on investors meetings, stockholder shit, get to be a part of that. But like there's still like, which is weird. Which I always have fun when people talk about the NFL and they always talk about the 32 owners, and I'm like, fucking Packers don't have an owner. I mean, they have a person that is like the speaker for the collective group.
Yeah, like the CEO type guy.
Where does the revenues go, though, if it's a collective? Where are when they pay a dividend, who gets it?
Loss certificate, the C certificate, and the stock offering documentation. Yeah, it's a lot of reading I'd have to do that I'm not going to involve in this podcast.
That's okay. We'll wait. Heavy, your homework for NFL Easy Picks. How does the ownership of the Green Bay Packers work?
But he doesn't like the Packers.
Doesn't matter. It's NFL. It's a legitimate question.
Maybe that's something we'll bring up on NFL Easy Picks this week. See if the guys know.
maybe not. Who knows? Oh, here we go. Shareholder rights.
I thought you said you weren't going to pull it up.
Trying to figure out.
Now you're pulling it up.
The stock does not same rights associated. It's not included. It does not include an equity interest and does not pay dividends and cannot be traded. Has no securities law protection and brings no season ticket purchase privileges. So it's just a piece of paper saying you kind of own the Packers a little bit, but you get nothing out of it. Sorry, too bad.
Where does the dividend go?
There is no dividend. Not all companies pay dividends.
So where does the profit go?
It goes back to the president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and the three main members of the board of Green Bay Packers Incorporated.
So they own it, not the fans. That's bullshit.
Well, the fans buy into the improvements on the stadium. The last one was in 2011. It was to raise $143 million for Lambeau Field expansion, which included seats, a new high-definition video board, sound system.
That's the biggest fucking scam ever.
Do they have seats now?
Apparently quite a few.
I was about to say, did they get rid of the iconic benches, which I figured probably get annoying?
I've seen maybe the 6,700 edition were probably box seats.
I'm sorry, but Green Bay, you're all a bunch of fucking idiots. Like, you're paying into something that's privately owned.
You realize Green Bay is like this little country kind of town.
Yeah.
I think if they didn't have a football team, no one would know where the fuck Green Bay was.
No.
Logic would dictate... You take the revenues and if you really own the team, you know, it's an ownership group and you're giving them fucking free money. You're a bunch of idiots. Green Bay, all of you idiots.
So, yeah, buyers.
I can be found at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter.
What? No, at Killer Carpe Diem is a fan. At oldschoolmovies.net with his unedited podcast.
Killer Carpe Diem, live to tape, hates the Packers.
No, Old School at the Movies came out this past week, and we're not bringing out another one until the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the next is the end of year episode.
Anyways, so that'll be it for CFL Easy Picks this week. Mr. Old School, besides oldschoolmovies.net, where else can we find you?
I can be found at greenbayfansarefuckingidiots.com.
All right. Heavy set. NFL Easy Picks is coming back in full swing shortly. Anything additional that we should know about it?
Well, there's hashtag NFL Easy Picks for the show. We are looking for a new spot, someone to join the fantasy league, because
I'm in.
You seriously want to join it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Carp will help me with my picks.
Sure. All right. You want this guy, Tony Romo?
You want Done. Romo? You want Romo? You want Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, you sounds want great.
Peyton Manning? I heard it's going to be amazing.
Okay. From what I'm told, I have to get like 8 to 10 kickers on my roster.
Ray Rice. You want Ray Rice.
Definitely Ray Rice. And
Ray Rice can take a beating or give one.
And Peyton Manning, not Peyton Manning, Tom Brady for the first four.
Well, isn't Ray Rice only good at hitting women now?
No. He hits guys too.
Okay, cool.
He gets paid to hit guys. He hits women for fun.
Oh, he does it for free. Yeah.
He does that for free.
Okay.
Kind of like how Packers fans pay for nothing.
Because they're a bunch of idiots. It's the dumb. I own the team. Do you get any money from it? No. Do you get any perks from it? No. So why did you buy it? Because I'm an idiot.
Hey, people are just.
Scream the Green Bay where you take money and you throw it in the garbage.
Look, it's like buying. You're actually getting something with a real.
No, you get nothing. You get a piece of paper. I'll print it up and say, I own the Green Bay Packers. Give me $1,000. Let's do it right now.
All right. And I guess we'll fucking end it there with Mr. Old School saying Green Bay fans who have bought shares in the team are idiots.
Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter. If you guys disagree with me, let me know.
Why am I getting thrown into this? I'm a fan of them. I almost bought a share.
Join the idiot bandwagon, buddy.
All right. And we'll end it this week. Happy Labor Day to one and all. Are you done?
Nope. Green Bay, you fucking idiots. Now I'm done.
Weed Smarties, you eat M&M's. And you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams. Hey, you got Bruce Springsteen. But we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves. But we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. Got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say A, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor, all kidding aside. It takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say, hey. You say y'all, yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. Yeah, we got stronger beer.
Stronger beer.